TATIS delivers walk-off as grand jury findings renew school board scrutiny. The San Diego County Civil Grand Jury's use of the phrase falsehoods and misrepresentations to describe the Grossmont Union High School District Governing Board's 2023 decision to drop its mental health provider carries significant weight. The board's 3-1 vote to deny contract renewal with San Diego Youth Services left students without 6 mental health clinicians and a suicide prevention program for 4 months. The grand jury's 10 recommendations, including restoring San Diego Youth Services access to 3 high schools through its East County Behavioral Health Clinic through June 2027, now provide a framework for corrective action, though the disruption to continuity of care has already occurred. The new Santee School District Career Technical Education Program, by contrast, offers a model of deliberate planning. A $215,000 state grant funds a digital media elective launching this fall for 7th and 8th graders, developed with GUHSD teachers to ensure continuity into high school. Planned expansions in health science and information and communication technologies are set for 2027-28, aligned with growth sectors in the county's economy. At Petco Park on Wednesday night, Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a walk-off home run, his second of the season, with 2 outs in the 9th inning to give the Padres a 5-4 win over the Cincinnati Reds before 37,393 fans. The victory put San Diego at 35-32 overall and 19-19 at home, sitting second in the NL West. The 3-game series featured dueling walk-offs. Reds rookie Sal Stewart hit a 2-run walk-off homer in the 11th inning on June 9th, while the Padres claimed the series with Tatis's blast the following night. Thursday's series finale features Michael King, 4-5, 3.4 ERA, on the mound for San Diego against Brady Singer, 2-6, 5.89 ERA for Cincinnati, with analytics models placing the Padres at approximately a 59% win probability. The Padres traveled to Baltimore on June 12th. The episode also examined a core assumption underlying Santee's $7.2 million FEMA-backed fire safety investment in the San Diego River Corridor, that surveillance cameras and monitoring systems will meaningfully reduce fire risk. Critics of that framing note that fires can spread faster than human response systems can react, regardless of detection technology, and that the same investment in vegetation management, fuel reduction, or additional firefighting personnel might yield more direct prevention benefits. Whether the infrastructure delivers measurable improvements in fire detection and containment times will be a key metric to watch once the system is operational.